tonight, trying to hide the pain. I'm going to the place where love and feeling good don't ever cost a thing. And the pain you feel's a different kind of pain. I'm going home, back to the place where I belong, and where your love has always been enough for me. I'm not running from, I know I think you got me all wrong, but don't regret this life chose for me. But these places and these places are getting, I'm going home. I'm going home.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, everyone's going to know this voice when I mention who it is. We are welcoming to KDWA by phone our neighbor across the street, Mr. Dean Markison. He, of course, is the CEO of Foss and Swanson, and it's always great to get caught up with him. Dean, how have you been?
Well, I've been doing good. We took a little trip to North Dakota to bury my mother. She was 93 years old.
Wow.
And she raised me to be what I am today.
Well, I bet she's really looking down from heaven and very proud of you. Dean, what can you tell us about your mom? What was your mom like as a person?
My mom basically was kind of like me, a very caring person, a very giving person to others, and she was involved in a lot of organizations. So she was a servant to the community, and just like me, to everyone.
Well, I bet that was kind of fun for you growing up to see your mom involved in so many things, and certainly that does have an impact, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then after that, we went to my old childhood days back in 1969.
And what about that?
That was when I was just before my senior year in high school. Well, I was a custom combiner, and I went for all the way to North Dakota, to Texas, to North Dakota, and back to Texas, and back to North Dakota, cutting crops.
Oh, wow, Dean. What a cool job that must have been.
Well, I got into Bottle, South Dakota, and stopped at the restaurant. And the surprising thing, in small towns, they know everybody.
But they didn't know you, right?
You're 100% right. When I knocked on the door, says, I don't remember you. You know, Maurice, one of her sons, he was a dairy farmer. He wasn't a custom combiner like the other two sons. But they weren't home. So we went on down the road to my cousin's place in Gettysburg, South Dakota, visited with them, and once again stopped in town and asked, do you know where Judy Miller lives? Yep, just go down the street, turn her right, go about 3 miles. There's a brand new house on the east side. That's where she lives.
And who's Judy Miller?
She's my cousin, basically my father's sister, who used to live in Mina, South Dakota.
North Dakota?
South Dakota.
I didn't know there was a Mina, South Dakota.
Well, if you went through there, the only building that is remaining is the high school gymnasium.
Oh, dear. Oh, Dean, I'm telling you, you have more stories than anyone I know. So tell us about the good news. You are now a
501c3 approved by the IRS, which basically means that I can receive charitable donations to well, basically run Foss and Swanson to assist others and run the programs.
And what sort of a process was that? Because I know you've been waiting a long time for that.
Well, basically, I had to write a articles of incorporation and all the bylaws and tell them what my financial structure was this year and what I projected for 3 years. And with the virus, we know everybody's working from home, including the federal government. Therefore, it was hard to get it approved.
Oh, I bet it was. So how did you finally hear? Do they send you a letter in the mail? Do you get an email, a phone call?
Well, I made a phone call, and they said, well, it's in the team process. Then all of a sudden, the letter appeared.
And what did it say?
It said approved.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it said, it basically said, hey, you can make a charitable donation to Foster Swanson, and it's tax deductible.
Well, you know what? I really am so grateful that you're filling us in on what is going on at Foster Swanson, because I know you've kind of changed your focus a little bit. Tell us about that.
Well, the focus basically is, when I initially started, I was mainly military, veterans, families, and youth. However, I've changed it to all people. So I'm an equal opportunity employer. Or server.
Server, yes, you are. So what does that look like, Dean?
Well, basically, there is was a young lady. I was driving down the street. I looked over at her yard and I said, wow, her grass is almost to the knees. Someone needs to mow it. So I went home and got my lawnmower and mowed the grass.
Oh, Dean.
She came out in her pajamas and said, I want to give you $25. I said, no, you don't give me $25. You pay it forward. And I recommended the United Way of Hastings, of which she put $25 in an envelope and wrote a sweet message to United Way, and I gave it to her. And every time I go by her house, I look over and see, you know, how's the grass doing, and, you know, if she's outside or not, because when she's living alone, and you got to look after people. You know, that's what I think Principal Slavik told me one time. You got to be Minnesota nice and friendly to your neighbors.
So that really is going to be the new philosophy moving forward of Foss and Swanson.
Well, kind of. Basically, the new philosophy is, God's going to give me the guidance, and I'm going to follow what he tells me. I wrote it down, but I don't have it here.
What God told you?
We're going to follow what God tells me. We're going to be led by the Spirit, or Jesus Christ.
Well, I think that's absolutely great. I know that you have been told that you should really stop and smell the roses a little bit. How's that going?
Well, this morning I cut the lilies.
That's close enough.
in the garden, you know, because they were pretty heavy and drooping over. But usually a man doesn't know how to cut flowers. I cut them too short.
Oh, no.
Well, we brought them home. We put them in water.
And they're looking pretty good?
They're looking very good.
Oh, I love it. Dean, what's going on across the street? I haven't been over there to see what is new.
Well, basically, finally, we're starting to get a little bit organized.
Okay.
We're cleaning up after 1,200 gallons of water. Did some severe damage after we did a complete renovation, which resulted in about $15,000 to $20,000 damage.
Oh, Dean.
And then the Then we got another flash flood and got more water in the basement, and that went from wall to wall. Well, I think we got it fixed now. We got a good contractor, and he's putting in a beaver dam, which is basically a trough all along the wall that goes into the sump pump and pumps it outside and into the alley.
Okay. I've never heard of that before, a beaver dam.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you went into a cow barn, that little thing behind the cows.
I don't really know what
that is.
It's like
a ditch.
Oh, it's like a ditch. Okay, I know.
Yeah, that's covered up.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So you have somebody that you really like working with.
Yeah, I really enjoy working with him.
Good.
One of the key things that I emphasized in our last newsletter was the patriotic holidays. You know, there's a lot of holidays throughout the years, and we really don't, a lot of us don't recognize them. And what do we do with them? But in September, there's a significant holiday, 9/11, and which is a day of remembrance of the Twin Towers and the plane crash, and also Patriots Day, which encourages people to do a lot of things like community service and to say thank you to all our unsung heroes, you know, the police, the firemen, and the emergency service personnel. Say thank you to them for the service that they're doing to the community.
And Dean, is this also when poppies are distributed now?
Traditionally, they are distributed in May. However, due to the virus, they couldn't do it. So the auxiliary of the local VFW decided to do it in September. And just out of coincidence, it was during Patriots Day, which is perfect remembrance.
And so they're going to be distributed where?
One of the key things will be, will be whether or not the stores will let them do it because of the current restrictions.
Sure.
So they may or may not be able to do it, but, I'll say it. If I'm wrong, they can correct me. They just can drop in at the VFW and make a contribution there, which is down on 33rd Street. You can't miss it. It's got a big sign that says VFW. It'll be, it's actually, the boys will be there, but they'll take the money for the auxiliary. The post, let me correct myself, the post will be there. They'll take the money for the auxiliary.
So, Dean, I know that you also have been talking about the Quilt of Valor. What is that, please?
The what?
The Quilt of Valor.
The Quilt of Valor is a quilt that cannot be bought. It only can be given to you for being in harm's way, which basically means that... Well, if you consider harm's way, you were deployed. And that's primarily how the local chapter in Hastings does it. They coordinate with the family readiness support consultant, and they collaborate and they award quilts to the soldiers upon their return, so that it warms them and heals them from their wounds. And also, probably a lot of family members, they're hurting too, and it probably helps them heal too.
So how do people go about getting one, Dean?
Basically, they meet at the Tilton Community Center on the second Thursday of each month, I think it's at 10 o'clock. And you can make contact there through the group. But they're an outstanding group of ladies that does it because they don't get paid any money. It's a community service to honor and recognize those that served.
So, Dean, what else is on the calendar for you?
Well, first, from September 5th to the 7th, we're going to celebrate Coming Home. And I'm primarily directing it to Vietnam veterans and women veterans, but it's really an all-veteran coming home. Because if you remember Beyond the Yellow Ribbon theme, bring them all the way home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have to bring them all the way home. We can't forget them. And so I thought about it. What would be the best thing to bring to Hastings? And that is going to be the VFW Freedom Flight POW-MIA hot air balloon, which basically, let us never forget theme. That's the POW theme. And I'm working with Parks and Rec right now to have it at down at the Levy Park by the Rotary Pavilion. And we're also going to have a celebration at the Hastings Social Tavern, which is going to be kind of the headquarters. And then the city lawn on the north side, which is the public square, will be a gathering place, you know, to do family. However, the COVID restrictions apply.
So when is this again?
This is the from the 5th to the 7th. It's out of Hidden Greens Golf Course, free golf for veterans. And then on the 6th and 7th is the All Veterans Recognition. Primary place is the Hastings Social Tavern, which is right across from the City Hall and the police station.
Well, you sure have a lot of good things coming up, and we hope that COVID does not cancel them, Dean. Thanks for getting caught up with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. And it's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Oh, thank you, Dean. Our guest is Dean Markison. He is the CEO of Foss & Swanson, right on Vermilion Street. What's your exact address, please?
My exact address is 507 Vermilion Street, U.S. 61, Disabled American Veterans Highway.
Oh, I love it. Dean, thanks so much for calling in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I'm staring out into the night, trying to hide the